Stephen and Jill here with guest Justin Sliva. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk with guest Justin Sliva about transactions that we're doing this week, and it actually happens every Friday now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Abby asks, "Hi guys, I stumbled upon a 0.34 acre parcel in Santa Cruz County, California, in a desirable location, but it's not buildable. There's no sewer line, and the county won't allow a septic permit unless the lot is at least 1 acre. Should I buy it? It does seem like I'm getting it at a reasonable below market price. Thoughts?"
This is something that happens every single day to all of us. You know, you got to make that decision. Man, it's cheap, but it's not really usable. I don't, you know, what do you think, Justin? What do you do here?
The question is, what are you going to do with it? That's, I mean, it's an infill lot that you need to build something on to create the value for the next person. So for me, I call it a pass. It's like, what can I do? You know, it's pretty, it's in a great location, it looks great, it's got great views, but I can't really do anything with it. So, exactly. And that's the bad thing about it.
10 years ago, I would have said all that to the seller and said, but I will take it off your hands for $100 because I know you're tired of paying the taxes and sold it on eBay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
$1,000.
Yep.
We don't do that kind of stuff anymore.
Exactly. Now it's too small.
That's a great way to, the mantra, always be closing. And that's that idea right there. Hey, you're closing a deal. Hey, this is why I don't want it. I'll give you a couple $100 and then make a move for it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Every time we don't do that anymore, but every time we did that, I regretted it.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, make it $900.
Do you know why? You'd pass it to me.
Yeah.
On my lap, and I'm like, oh man, I'd rather be spending my time on it.
What I really regret
bigger deal.
Is dealing with Jill.
That's what you're
about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, what are you working on? Stupid $100 transaction. Thanks a lot.
Those aren't too bad. I've got a bunch of those going right now. We've got automated, so those aren't too bad. But you know, there's a place, time and place for them.
Yeah. Are they fully automated, Justin? You know?
Well, all I do is sign. I sign the deed at the beginning and the deed at the end.
Right. That's the part that's good for us.
Our eBay operation is up in full swing, and there's still stuff that comes up.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have going on this week, Justin? I know that you mentioned before the show you're having, you're crazy busy, so
yeah. I didn't know how quick this day would come, but we're tapping our upper limits right now, and we put 22 properties in escrow in the last week and a half to buy. That's a huge week for anybody, for any company, and that means the investors are doing well that coming in. We just put 3 in escrow to sell. So now we're at that point. Now it's tapping in and out, trying to sell them quicker and moving through that. So it's been all over. I don't want to say it's been one area. It's been hot, but it's been all over the board. And I got my first you were wrong call on a deal, and I love it. So Victor, I know you're listening to this. I told you I'd mention it. He brought me a property. It didn't have access. It looked like a cool property, just didn't have road access. I require a maintained road. And he sold it with an option. He bought it with an option and flipped it in like a week and a half, 2 weeks. And I think he probably made 15, 20 grand off the deal. And he's like, you're wrong. And so, hey, I'm glad to be wrong sometimes.
That's okay.
I love you.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, Victor, good job. I'm proud of you. And thank you for telling me that. I love conversations like that. Yeah. So
I got to ask you, based on a bunch of feedback that we're getting, Justin, both on YouTube and some other venues that we air this,
mm-hmm.
people are a little confused about what this Friday thing's all about. Because it veers kind of far from our regular listener situation. So what do you think the whole point of this Finance Friday is for you?
Man, it's cool to see the deals that we're actually doing right now. Like I could tell you, hey, this week we closed 2 in Arizona that are selling that we bought for 7, sold for 15, and bought another one for 7, sold for 25. Those are real deals that happened this week. Bought one in Washington. We bought it for $9,000. We got a cash offer first day on the market for $25,000. Those are real deals that are happening. So Finance Friday to me says, hey, you're not alone. You have people that are willing to put money behind you, but these deals are here. They're really happening. We're not making this stuff up. this is a profitable business, and you don't have to get it from, you know, on a Monday through Thursday deal with the Land Academy squad. You get to hear it from somebody else that says, hey, I'm accessible. I'm a real person. We started with y'all's education and we built it into this.
That's exactly my point too. It's to share the deals that we're doing, get mm-hmm. another set of professional eyes on it, mm-hmm. and show an example of a member who went off and did this thing and is actually now helping everybody in spades.
Yep.
What this is not for me in any way, and it somehow got misconstrued, is some bragging thing on Friday that we all sit around and talk about how much money we're making.
No, I tell you, if we had a bad deal, we've had a couple fall apart in escrow just because of weather, or, you know, there was a dead sister we didn't know about it wasn't probated properly. We have those deals too, and I'm willing to talk about them. You know, if you want to say, hey, what have you done? But I think we've all have enough experience to know we are conservative in our purchasing.
Right.
To mitigate that risk for us and our investors, because it's our money on the line and we're going to make sure you make money. So when we say yeah on a deal, we know we're going to make money.
Yeah,
exactly.
The deals that we're doing, 80% of the reasons that we even have a finance function, by the way, it's about 10% of the volume that you guys are doing, maybe less.
Yeah.
The reason that we're doing is that it benefits the Land Academy members.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
While we're making some money, keeping the lights mm-hmm. on, and we're, you know, we're not starving here.
Yeah.
The real benefit, and that may not be the case for you. I actually hope it's not. I hope you're there just to make hordes of money. The real benefit for us to do this whole thing at all and collaborate in it is for Land Academy members to have a way to finance property that they otherwise wouldn't purchase.
Right.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. And that's my first question usually is, can you afford this on your own? This is a great deal. Can you afford it on your own? And if they tell me, yeah, you should do this deal by yourself. I'm telling you, yeah, do it. But if you want me to partner, I'll partner too. It could go either way for me.
Exactly. So.
That's the kind of the attitude that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we're getting, I'm sure you are too, we're getting like kind of an A-list of people that are bringing deal. Go ahead, Joe, because I know you have a lot to say on this A-list of people that could keep returning.
Yeah,
it is. We guys kind of click with how they do deals, mm-hmm. and then we're becoming their go-to to get all their deals.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it should be. In the same way, I know we're going to talk about this next week, but it's the same thing with the escrow agents. You know, you quickly learn who the good ones are and who are the not good ones are. And it's what's been so funny for me is my staff is like, what the heck? You know?
Yeah.
It's just comical how you have two agents in the same company.
Same office.
They probably, their desks might even face each other, and they do things differently.
Yeah.
One says yes and one says no. It's like going to your parents. You know?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. You get some I've had to tell a lot of people no, and that's, you get people upset about that. And it's not because they didn't do something probably. They maybe mispriced it a different way than I would price at the beginning. And like I tell them, this is my opinion. This isn't fact. This is my pricing methodology and the way I look at it. And this is what I think you'll do from it.
I'm looking at some of the deals like I passed on right now. I look at them. I need to make sure there's enough between the purchase price and the sales price that it makes sense doing this, A. Mm-hmm. And then B, I look at it and, you know, I want to give them constructive feedback. If it's not there, I will come back and go, look, I love it at this, but not at this.
Yeah.
And here's why. And then I leave it to them. And of course, I'm sure you do too. I always leave the door open. Bring me more. I'm not saying no forever.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right.
Yeah, this one doesn't really work.
We're going to pull a land tank out of beta because it worked.
Okay.
It worked. So
nice.
We've got probably 20 or 30 properties that we're going to send over there. So whatever you're not doing or out of your acquisition. I mean, I love your point about, this guy, you passed on a deal and the guy went and made $25,000. So that's what Land Tank is for.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are going to make a lot of money buying and selling office buildings this month. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
Yeah. No.
I don't want to own an office building.
No, you're exactly right. I wholesaled a property to a guy here probably 3 or 4 months ago. He's an Land Academy member. I sold it to him for, I think, $3,500. It was just a quick deal. I had too many properties in the area and I wholesaled it and they sold it for $9,000. And so I'm like, okay, that's, he was scared to tell me that. He's like, and I was like, no, man, that's what this is about. We all made a little bit of money. Now, if I have another property, would you buy it from me? Yeah. So, you know, we do have some that we lose on and we say, hey, let's cut the bait and let's run. You know, if we break even or make a little bit of money, you know, hey, that's fine.
That's the exact reason that we started the deal board, by the way, because mm-hmm. I used to do that. I used to have a lot of property that would just wholesale out to members. We called it people been around for a while. Yep. It was our hump day special. We had a thing that would go out, my platinum
list. Yeah.
Yep. I'm bringing that back. And right now it's supposed to be actually today. It's Friday. Today is supposed to be everything kind of caught up and ready so I can review the list with everybody and we can sit and decide, okay, you know, how we want to give these, get these properties. And there's always a handful, like you just said, that mm-hmm. it's not worth doing anything big with. I'm happy to pass it on to somebody else.
Yep.
So I'll let them make some money off it.
Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and this is how Jill's talking today. This is what I do when I take over.
Yeah.
So did you get a new ring?
I did, and it's a cocktail ring. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to me. So I'm like, who says you can't wear a cocktail ring every day? And Steven's like, well, what about just wear it when you're having a cocktail? I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to only wear it when I plan on having a cocktail.
Who says you can't have a cocktail every day?
Exactly.
So you have a drink hidden down there, huh?
Exactly. So you think this is coffee. See if I have my cocktail ring on, and then you know.
Then we know. Okay.
I call it Johnny Carson coffee.
Thank you. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Don't you often wonder that? Like, what's Ellen really got in that cup?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do that show every day. This show is hard enough to do every day.
Right.
Can you imagine doing a full-blown entertainment show that's quasi-live?
Right.
Every single day. I can't imagine that.
You got to be always on. You always got to be on.
Exactly. You got to be happy all the time, even though you're not.
Yep. No, that's the sad thing about the entrepreneur life. Everybody sees us joking now. It's because we're actually getting to talk to each other. We don't see each other, talk to each other super often. But you know, there's some times where you're kind of down in a dump. So you're in a mood because something's not going right. And there's always something that's an issue. The escrow agent gets something wrong. They don't send the wiring instructions. They send the wrong email to somebody. And it's always something, but you know, that's part of it. That's part of the grind of this.
That's the thing I think that we have found with Land Academy is people kind of, you know, Justin, you're in it now, but when you're just learning about it, sometimes I think we accidentally make it look too easy because we're laughing and having fun, but holy cow, there's a lot of it that's not easy.
Yeah. Real estate's just incidental here. It's the stuff that really makes this work is your attitude and your how you deal with problems and the people that you surround yourself with and all of that. You know?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
That's exactly very true. Do you want to talk about some deals? Like, do you have anything fantastic that you're working on?
Man, we have a bunch of solid doubles. I don't want to say that there's anything that's just like, it's blowing my skirt up, but it's a bunch of, you know, I'd have to, let me see if I can pull up my board real quick while we're on the phone. Buying for 17, is going to sell for 65. Broker opinion on it was over 100, but I think it's going to sell for 65. Bought for 11, it's worth 45. Buying for 14, worth 60. Buying for 10, worth 35. Another one we got in yesterday. Buying for 17, worth 50. So, this some solid deals, and they range from Florida, Kentucky, Virginia, Tennessee, and Arizona. You know, just those all got greenlit in the last couple of days. So, I mean, it's not one specific area that's super hot. It's kind of all over the board.
So, to be clear, listener,
I love it.
When Justin says he's buying for 10 and selling for 40, and on that deal, they're netting together with his manager partner, netting 30 grand. Mm-hmm. Justin's making 15. And the manager who brought in the deal is making 15. So it's not that Justin's sitting around talking about, oh yeah, I've got $500,000 coming in. He's got 250 coming in.
Yep.
People who brought in the deals have 250 coming in.
Yeah. And they made 250.
There was some confusion about that on the first few episodes of this, which
really,
yeah, I get criticized from Joe on this all the time. You go too fast. You don't explain stuff. It's all in your head.
I love it. I'm going to just give you a thing. This is kind of funny when I'm looking at my list right now. The bottom one, the least expensive, is buying for 7,000, selling for 38,000. Mm-hmm. And then my highest one, which I haven't finished doing my due diligence on, it's not green, it's yellow right now. Because I haven't figured out, I have an idea what we could do with it, but it's buying for 3.6 because worth 5. and what was submitted to me, the sale time of 30 to 90 days. So I'm like, all right, let's talk. It's 160 acres.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So I'm still reviewing that one. So that's talk about a huge range.
Yeah.
Subdivision ready.
Like, what the heck?
I get something like that. I'm calling land tank or land investors.
Call us. Deal. Well, yeah. here's what you do with those two, by the way. And this is a conversation that my team and I are having right now with the person who brought us the deal. Mm-hmm. You need to have a buyer right now. So this is the kind of deal that we can totally make this happen, obviously, but not obviously, but
I haven't seen the map on this. Have you seen the map?
I have not got too far into it.
I don't think you need a buyer. If it's a subdivision ready deal, right outside of a major metropolitan area, and it's truly worth that. We can, I mean,
you know where it is.
Justin, you could find $3.5 million to close a deal.
It's worth five. Man.
Yeah, it all depends. My buyers are like, the guys that I would go to for money, they're real specific on areas they shop in. They have to know that. And it's because they're capital guys. They leverage everything. So they're going to backdoor leverage it off a wealth program with somebody else. And, you know, for me to put together a fund at $3 million deal, I'd be like, whoa, a little risk there.
So, speaking for me.
Yeah.
I could find $3.5 million for a $5 million property that's going to go under contract the next day. Mm-hmm. For like Toll Brothers, I would personally call an acquisition guy at Toll Brothers and see if the deal works. Or if it's farmland. I haven't seen, this is the first time I'm hearing about this because I haven't checked today yet.
Mm-hmm. So,
just depends on the deal.
Like this one, I know right who behind brought it.
I'm sorry.
No, won't buy for 100, worth 200. I like this one here too, I'm working on. So we'll see. Those are the ones I'm reviewing right now.
Yeah.
You probably are like me too. You know right away. We know that. You're like quickly can go, yes, no, maybe, right? Yeah. Those jump right out at you.
Yeah.
This doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, no, and then I'll look at it to confirm my no.
Yeah. And I say that 22 properties went into escrow in the last 2 weeks. You know, I say that, and that's, so people are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's kind of a brag. No, that's me looking at 225 to 250 properties.
Thanks.
And that's not easy to comp that many properties. You know, it's not like I've got a huge staff here that's just doing this all day. No, we're going through it and shaking out the risk for these people. And we give the feedback too. So it's not just a, hey, no, it's, hey, this is what I see with it. You know, turn it on its side and look at it this way. We went through some stuff in Tennessee. The guy brought 8 properties to us, and it, from parcel fact, it all looked great. Perfect access, beautiful trees, square. You turn it on its side, and everything's in a holler. You know, I guess that's what they call that, a holler. That is essentially, it's the road is cut in this cliff on both sides, and it's like this. And I'm like, whoa, this is like Top Gun stuff where you fly your jet or those little Jedi things through it. And so I'm like, what are we going to do with this? And prices were right. It comped great, but it looked great flat. When you put it in 3D, it didn't work. And that's, you know, we talk about the basics. Just keep it simple. Let's keep the basics there. Does it have access? Well, it's kind of got 2-track to it. Let's think maintained road. And then let's put it on its side and look at 3D and tell me what you got.
Right. Well, maybe. And that's, I think it's just experience. We all know. We know that now. And I think when you're new and you're starting out, this is one of the things that we've talked about recently too.
We just recorded due diligence for 1.0 right before this.
And people will accidentally, because they're usually, I find it when you're new and you don't have a lot of deals to review, you're looking for something that's not there. And this would be a good example. And you and I will look at it, Justin, and go, pass. There's no, doesn't matter. Because you know what? Yeah. Wait 10 minutes. There will be 3 more, and that's how it goes. And once you get going, you're like, oh, and everybody gets it. It's like, yep, you're right. Got it. Yep. So we all just need to be doing the good ones and the fast ones. There's enough property to go around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a valid point. Just don't spend time waiting, trying to make something churn out. Don't squeeze the turnip, I guess they say the term. We're talking haulers and turnips now. I'm like, where are we at now? Y'all are in LA. I'm in Dallas. This is not what we're supposed to be talking about.
That's right.
Well, congratulations on a successful week.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's not me. It's the investors. They're having a successful week. We're just helping them get there.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening, 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Hey, I forgot to ask you, how's your new show going?
It's going great. We hit 39 states we have listeners in, and we're hitting like 7 or 8 different countries, like overseas. It's just kind of cool. So, and then, yeah, we hit our first month goal. We actually doubled our first month's goal. Right now we're getting, the day it drops, we're getting about 200 downloads the day it drops. So like within a couple hours, so that's good. Our live event sold out. We had to expand the room. So,
good.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, so great. All good all around.
Awesome. Good. I'm really happy to hear that. Yep. So we are Steve and Justin and Jill. Yeah. I'm like, the script's all goofed up right now. Sorry.
I was wondering what y'all were doing back and
forth. I know. I'm like, what are we doing? Take it, Steven.
Wherever you're listening or watching, please rate us there.
And we get your Jills.
Steve and Jill.
And Justin. I know.
We're leaving this in.
That's right.
Daniel, leave it.
It's the after show.
It's Finance Friday, happy hour.
That's right. Talk to you next week.
Bye.